Welcome to True Kinship with Animals, where we believe we all do better when all creatures do better. I'm your host, Janet Roper, and each week you hear stories, conversations, and suggestions on how you can begin to dismantle your connection with colonized influences so you are able to deepen your relationship with animals and move towards true kinship, one animal at a time. Thank you for engaging with this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and making a financial contribution or shopping my wish list. Your participation makes my work sustainable and is ever so much appreciated. To support my work, you'll find links on the show page or visit janetroper.com. So it's that time of the year again, time to talk about animal safety over the 4th of July. But first, let's start with the good news. And I am really excited to be able to share this with you because I truly did not think in my lifetime that I would see something like this. So the good news is that cities, especially those in fire-prone areas, are increasingly exploring the tech-based alternatives to traditional fireworks shows. Yay! This year, 2023, Salt Lake City is replacing fireworks with drones, and Minneapolis is having a laser show. Massachusetts has banned all consumer fireworks, and in Wyoming, Nevada, and Hawaii, fireworks are regulated at the county level. That is good news indeed. This demonstrates great strides in systems understanding how fireworks adversely affect the ecosystem, animals, and folks who have experienced a major trauma like exposure to combat or interpersonal violence, childhood abuse, or life-threatening car accidents. So let's move on to the 4th of July statistics for domesticated animals. According to PetAmberAlert.com, and I've posted the link on the show page for your convenience, July 4th through the 6th are the busiest days for shelters nationwide. In fact, July 5th is one of the busiest days of the year for shelters, with a 30 to 60% increase in numbers of lost animals reported. On average, only 14% are returned home. Folks, those are sobering numbers indeed. Today, we're talking about the way fireworks affect domesticated animals, animals in the wild, and farm animals, plus what you can do to help them. Animals are affected differently by fireworks than we are. Keep in mind their senses are so much more sensitive than ours, and what they sense and experience is multiplied manifold than what we sense. Fireworks affect domesticated animals because of the unpredictability and the strange intervals of the fireworks, because of different household and neighborhood sounds and smells, and because of lights, vibration, and noise. Even within the same family, fireworks can affect different animal family members differently. It's vital you know how each family member reacts to stress and how you can best help them. I've talked to many animals through the years regarding fireworks, and what they have told me is they don't understand why their neighborhood is no longer safe and that they don't feel safe. They are trying to protect themselves when they run, and they are trying to protect themselves in the best way they know how. They feel like they're caged in, like there's no escape, and I've had a few of them actually tell me that they've experienced soul loss. So when animals are left on their own in such terrifying conditions, they can become so frantic they destroy their kennel, the house, or inflict damage on themselves or others. Please keep in mind, folks, when they do this, they are trying to take care of themselves the best way that they feel they are able to do. So it's up to us, their human caretakers, to keep them feeling as safe and secure as possible during this terrifying time for them. Ways that you can help your domesticated animal family is to keep them inside and stay with them. Help them feel safe with easy access to their crate or a safe room. Avoid or deaden the noise and the lights as much as possible and be there with them. Act normal. Don't belittle their fear. Speak in a calming way and reassure them that you are keeping them safe. Fireworks not only affect domesticated animals, they affect wildlife and farm animals. Wildlife moms can abandon their babies and then become too disoriented to find their way home, and the babies die. Wildlife can run into the road and get run over, fly into windows or buildings, or fly too far out to sea. They can also ingest firework debris, resulting in death. You can help wildlife by not launching your own fireworks. Remove or cover bird feeders several hours before the fireworks start to discourage them from being in your area. Don't use fireworks near trees, birdhouses, nesting areas, brush piles, or other sheltered areas. And immediately, if you have your own fireworks, if you do your own fireworks, immediately clean up all the debris, including ash. Farm animals are also affected. Fireworks can cause stampedes, resulting in injuries or deaths. They may break through fences or gates because they are spooked or be injured or killed by fireworks set off in their pasture. You can help farm animals by giving them shelter in a barn or shelter and adding extra bedding. If they're caged, drop a blanket over their cage to muffle the sound and light, but make sure, again, make sure that they have plenty of ventilation. Be sure to check on them periodically. Consider having an experienced person, someone the animals know, stay with them as a calming presence. Last words, keep your vet's number, the closest emergency vet, and the pet poison helpline close by. Talk to your vet about prescribing a medication for the animals to help them relax, or about using Adapto for dogs, Feel Away for cats, or products like Thundershirts. Beware of using essential oils with the animals, and only do so under the direction of a professional. When used incorrectly, essential oils can be harmful, if not deadly, to animals. So I wish you and the animals a safe, peaceful, and relaxing 4th of July. Here's an invitation for you to join me and other kindred spirits on this path of true kinship with animals. My work is devoted to helping you show up in the world for animals from the fullness of your authentic self. I hope this encourages you to look at your relationship with animals differently so that a new place of understanding begins to open for you. If you enjoy and or benefit from this podcast, become a financial supporter. Your financial support makes my work sustainable and allows me to continue providing you with the guests and life-changing information you hear on this podcast. Supporting my work by making a financial contribution or shopping my wish list at janetroper.com shows your appreciation and is greatly welcomed. Thank you, folks, for your continued support and for listening to this podcast and for sharing this podcast. Just for today, remember, we all do better when all creatures do better. Until next time, take good care.